You're with us for the morning show as we learn about a new COVID-19 antibody treatment that is in late-stage clinical trials. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. The UW is a clinical site for the potential coronavirus treatment under development. It uses a cocktail of two antibodies that we'll learn about. What do you want to know about how antibodies work in fighting this virus? Drug development is unpredictable. What questions do you have about the process of manufacturing antibodies in treatment? We're at 800-642-1234. Dr. William Hartman is an anesthesiologist at UW Health and an assistant professor at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. He's leading the effort at UW Health to test this experimental antibody treatment for COVID-19. Dr. Hartman, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So explain what's in this antibody cocktail.
So it's a combination of two non-competing antibodies. These antibodies have been isolated by Regeneron Pharmaceuticals after they looked at what were the best antibodies in convalescent plasma and what were the best antibodies in their animal model that they had put together. They cross-compared these two groups and came up with these two antibodies that were like the superstars. They were the best at neutralizing the COVID-19 virus.
Okay, so their animal model, it's these mice that have human antibodies that are produced by these proprietary mice. Is that right?
Right. So they have a mouse model that they've genetically manipulated to essentially have a human immune system. And so when they inject a virus, either live or attenuated virus, into these mice, the mice are able to produce antibodies that are bioidentical to what we would see in humans.
All right. And then the convalescent plasma, which we've heard that has been working on its own in a different type of trial situation as a treatment. And how are you seeing that in this cocktail?
So convalescent plasma, the idea is you're taking the liquid part of blood from an individual who has recovered from the virus. That liquid part of blood contains all of the antibodies that person made to the COVID-19 virus. And then we're going to give that plasma to someone who's sick to give them kind of a super immune boost so that with the hopes that they get better. When we are using the convalescent plasma, it would be like putting the whole team on the court. Using the antibody cocktail, it's like just putting Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan out there. So you're putting your superstars out there to go after the virus. You don't have the whole team, but you've got the superstars and all of their clones.
Nice sports analogy there. So what are clinical trials like that are underway at the UW? How are they set up?
So there's going to be three trials that will go on simultaneously. There's going to be an inpatient trial. So these patients have COVID-19 and they're sick enough that they have to be in the hospital. They could either be on the COVID floor or they could be in the ICU. And they will qualify to receive this infusion. A second group of patients that will be trialed are going to be the outpatient. So the folks who have COVID-19 but aren't sick enough to be admitted to the hospital, they're doing okay in their own home, self-isolating, but we will be able to also give them the infusion of this medicine. And finally, there's going to be a prophylaxis arm, and these individuals don't have a diagnosis of COVID-19, but they are either household contacts or very close contacts of patients who do have COVID-19. We will give them this infusion, this medicine, and have with the hopes that we can prevent them from developing COVID-19.
We have a question here. John from Menominee called in to ask that they've heard that antibodies after someone has had COVID, that they don't last and that that you can get reinfected. What do researchers know about that?
Not enough at this point. We've seen those reports as well, and we've definitely heard about people that could have been reinfected with the virus. It's also possible that the virus could have been sort of in a latent state within that person's body and then just became reactivated. One of the goals of the vaccine trials that are going on, as well as in patients who've recovered from COVID-19, is to see how long their antibody response lasts. And these are very important questions as we move towards the next phase to see, do you have lifelong immunity after you give a vaccine, or is this going to be something that will need a booster every year, similar to influenza?
We're talking with Dr. William Hartman, an anesthesiologist at UW Health, and we're talking about the latest experimental antibody treatment for COVID-19. The UW is part of the clinical trials. Taking your questions, 800-642-1234. Let's bring in Kimberly now in Fox Lake. Hi, Kimberly.
Morning.
Good morning.
So in the recent drug that Gilead put out, I know that there was no reduction seen in mortality rate. I was wondering if there have been actual animal trials on this test drug. Has there been a reduction in mortality rate, or is it basically that if you're going to recover, it just lessens the amount of days?
Kimberly, thank you. Dr. Hartman, what did the results from the earlier phases say?
There's only been a phase one trial. We're moving into the phase two here. The phase one, the data is all being analyzed as we speak. What we do know is that their antibody cocktail effectively neutralized the virus, which means a couple of things. It likely did decrease mortality. It will lessen the symptoms, make the symptoms easier on the person, and it will decrease the amount of time that patient suffers from the symptoms.
So go ahead. When they say that they neutralized the virus, was that in the lab? Was that in the clinical setting?
Both. And so they were able to see it in their animal model with the mice and in the patients that it's been tried out to make sure that the safety profile is acceptable to move on to the next phases. They also saw that it was had an inclination to be effective. I think I should also point out that this approach, this kind of rapid evaluation approach that they use to come up with these two antibodies, is very similar to the approach that Regeneron used in coming up with an antibody cocktail to fight Ebola virus. And the Ebola virus trial, when they did it, was so effective that they actually stopped the trial early so that they could start treating everybody with their cocktail.
We're learning about the efforts by drug makers to develop antibody treatments for COVID-19 and the status of vaccine development. Dr. William Hartman from UW Health is here. Do you suspect you've already had COVID and recovered and you want to help? What do you want to ask about? What questions do you have about current inpatient treatments for COVID? Join in 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. We'll be back in a minute with Dr. Hartman right here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we're learning about antibody treatments underway in the race to find a coronavirus drug that works. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Trump administration last week awarded pharmaceutical maker Regeneron $450 million to manufacture and supply as many as 300,000 doses as treatments or 1.3 million doses to prevent the infection. UW has joined these clinical trials. What questions do you have about COVID-19 and being eligible to participate in trials? Join in 800-642-1234. Anesthesiologist William Hartman is leading UW Health's effort to test an experimental antibody treatment for COVID-19. He stays with us. Dr. Hartman, lots and lots of doses of this experimental treatment that they're calling RegCov2, I understand. How many doses are you going to give out in your clinical site at UW Health?
So each patient can get up to 2 doses according to the protocol now. That could always change. But the amount of patients that we are looking to enroll is anywhere between 35 and 50 patients per arm. As the results are being evaluated, we'll amend those numbers. We can go up or down, but that's kind of a good place to start right now.
Is there an endpoint for this trial? You said earlier some trials do end early. What is the timeline?
For this one, it'll be approximately 3 months. So we'll want to, by probably the middle part of fall, have results with Regeneron so that they know if this is an effective and a safe treatment so that we can go ahead. Now, the government is hedging a bet that this is going to be effective, which is why they put in the order for all of the doses, so that if it is, in fact, proven to be effective, the doses will be available for patient use immediately.
So it would mean a huge ramp up, and it could also be quite a breakthrough. But you were also seeing so many other pharmaceutical companies trying to do basically the same thing in this race. What are you seeing out there?
So you're seeing everyone trying to figure out the best way to go after this virus. The virus is an RNA virus, which is a primitive virus, and it's able to mutate quickly. And this virus is able to infect large amounts of people in a very short period of time. Right now, there is no cure. We think we have some effective treatments. We're getting better at treating COVID-19, but we're not there yet. People are still sick. A lot of people are still dying from this, and there's no way to prevent it other than wearing a mask, washing the hands, social distancing, and the things that we hear about. The drug companies are all trying to find the best way to go after and attack this virus. The antibody way is to attack those spike proteins that are sitting on the virus. Those spike proteins are needed to attach to cells so that virus can enter the cell. So if you can prevent that from happening, the virus can't get into the cell and then can't be effective. Antiviral treatments, remdesivir, medicines like that, they go after kind of the working mechanisms of the virus. And so they try to knock out key proteins so that the virus essentially commits suicide there. And that has been effective so far.
Later this month, drug maker Moderna and the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, they're starting a 30,000-person study to look into this vaccine that's under development, and it would be the largest study of a potential vaccine. What do you see on the vaccine front?
There's a couple of possibilities with the vaccine front. The one that you speak of just came out in the New England Journal this week with a positive report saying that of all the individuals that were treated with the vaccine, they were able to develop an immune response, and every single patient has antibodies to the vaccine or to the virus at this point. The studies that have to be done, they have to look at how long does that immunity last? How long are those antibodies in a patient's system? Is it lifelong, or are they going to need a booster? So there's still a lot of study that needs to be followed up on those. But it's very encouraging that the vaccine seems to be effective, and at least in the short term, would be ideal to get out to the public as soon as their phase 2 and 3 trials are all done.
One of the things about this particular vaccine under development is that it revs up the immune system. What are you looking there from the body's response?
So you're looking to see, are they able to generate the antibodies? So similar to us giving the patient the antibodies to the virus, either through convalescent plasma or through this antibody cocktail, the vaccine stimulates the body to make those antibodies. And so we're looking to see, are they able to generate, and is the person able to generate antibodies to the vaccine that they're injecting into the person? And then are those antibodies effective in neutralizing the virus? And then how long do those antibodies last in a person's system?
Lots of questions to work out. Dr. William Hartman with us, anesthesiologist at UW Health, leading the trial of an experimental antibody treatment for COVID-19. Taking your questions still, 800-642-1234. Dr. Hartman, last time we talked, it was about the COVID-19 convalescent plasma project, which now has been underway for months. What have physicians and researchers learned about this project?
So one of the main findings to this point, when we look at convalescent plasma across the nation, is that the treatment with convalescent plasma is very safe for patients. And so there's things that you worry about, overloading the circulatory system or damaging the lungs. And to this point, we have not seen any indicators that convalescent plasma is causing those problems. In terms of efficacy, there are site reports that have been published. The national study will probably come out in a couple of weeks, but in the reports from different sites, including University of Wisconsin, we are excited because we think we see that convalescent plasma has been effective, especially when we get it to patients earlier in the disease rather than later in the disease. Now, at University of Wisconsin, we've had encouraging results with patients who are both on the COVID ward and in the ICU. But in the report that we put out, we showed or reported that of the patients that were treated within 1 or 2 days of coming into the hospital, all but one of those patients was able to be discharged without ever having to go to the ICU or be intubated.
How many patients have received convalescent plasma at UW?
We've treated 40 patients now with it, yes.
And in terms of those 40 patients, how many do you think have been successful because of that plasma intervention?
Well, I think that's a difficult question to answer. We know that we gave convalescent plasma to these patients, and we've seen a large percentage of these patients get better. Does one cause the other? Does the convalescent plasma make the patient better? We don't know. University of Wisconsin, unlike hospitals in New York or Houston now in Miami, we have not seen a huge patient surge. And so the patients here are able to get very focused, very good care by the nursing staff, by the physician staff, by the therapists. And it's sort of a different situation. So it's hard to tease out, are they getting better because they get convalescent plasma, or are they getting better just because they get such focused, excellent care? Mm. It's hard to say that one or the other is more important, but what we do know is that at least in combination, it's been an effective treatment.
We're seeing cases surging, and just in the last few moments that we have with you, how is the COVID ward and the ICU at UW Hospital holding up?
We're holding up quite well right now. We kind of have a steady number of patients. We are not overwhelmed. We have plenty of PPE. We are ready to take on more patients if it comes to that. Hopefully, you know, it doesn't. Hopefully we don't see a surge like they see in other places. But the one thing that we've learned about this virus is that it's unpredictable. Where Miami and Tampa might be the epicenters and the hotspots now, next week it could be here in Madison or someplace in the Midwest. It's very difficult to predict. We just have to be prepared.
Dr. Hartman, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Dr. William Hartman, an anesthesiologist at UW Health, talking about an effort to test an experimental antibody treatment. Coming up, we talk with the WASA school board president, who's making a renewed push to have the state ban all Native American mascots. After this, on the Ideas Network.